Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is Easter Thursday, and the homily is called Three Proofs of Risen Love. We're reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Let's begin. The disciples told their story of what had happened on the road and how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of the bread. They were still talking about all this when Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." In a state of alarm and fright, they thought they were seeing a ghost. But he said, "Why are you so agitated? And why are these doubts rising in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet. Yes, it is I indeed. Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones as you can see that I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Their joy was so great that they still could not believe it, and they stood there dumbfounded. So he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they offered him a piece of grilled fish, which he took and he ate before their eyes. Then he told them, "This is what I meant when I said I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, in the Psalms has to be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "So you see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is a powerful testimony to the gift of the Holy Eucharist. At least I think so. It begins with the two disciples of Jesus running back from Jerusalem into the room with the 11, and they're telling them how they had recognized Jesus at the breaking of the bread, which sounds awfully familiar. And this had happened, of course, on the road to Emmaus. Now, they had no need of presenting to the disciples any proof of their claim, because seconds later, Jesus himself was standing among them. And you can imagine the fear that they might have been feeling in that moment, seeing their Lord and the teacher, the one that only days before they had abandoned while he endured unspeakable suffering and death. Yet Jesus says to them in that moment, "Peace be with you." Jesus, having gone to the cross, bearing upon himself the weight of their sins and ours, has no interest whatsoever in seeking retribution or punishment for their abandonment. Instead, Jesus reaches out to them with those healing words which all of us desire to hear, "Peace be with you." Jesus does not desire our fear, our anxiety, our shame of falling short. He desires our love in return for his. He desires intimate and transforming friendship with him. The second key aspect of today's gospel is that Jesus leaves no doubt in the disciples' minds about the earth-shattering reality of his resurrection. He provides them with three confirmations that he was truly there, standing among them in that room and risen from the dead. First, he says to them, "Look at my hands and my feet. Yes, it is I indeed." In other words, use your eyes to confirm what God has done. Number two, Jesus says, "Touch me and see for yourselves. A ghost has no flesh and bones as you see I have." In other words, use your hands to confirm that I am actually really here. But the disciples are in so much shock, they're still having trouble believing. And so finally, and perhaps with a touch of humor, Jesus says to them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And then he takes some grilled fish from them and eats it before their eyes, confirming that he's no ghost. Now, having convinced them of his bodily resurrection, Jesus then entrusted them with the task of spreading the good news of his resurrection and continuing on his mission on earth. That is, the repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all nations beginning from Jerusalem. So in essence, the peace, the forgiveness, the relationship that all the disciples in that room that day had received from Jesus, as indisputably affirmed in that room, was now being made accessible to every person in the world who places their faith in Christ, believing in the power of his resurrection. The difference is, apart from an extraordinary divine revelation, we as Christians today, we believe on the basis of the disciples' testimony, which is a pure faith animated within us by the Holy Spirit, and so we have no need of that physical witness that they did in the room that day. This very faith is what we exercise every time we come to Mass and participate in the Eucharist, declaring, "We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of the Eucharist. where we encounter your Son, Jesus Christ, in his crucified and his risen body. As we prepare our hearts now to receive him today, either physically or through a spiritual communion, we ask for the grace to deepen our faith in the reality of his resurrection, which has won for us peace, forgiveness, and the possibility of eternal relationship with you. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to help me spread the word, spread the gospel, you can put this online or share this podcast with anyone you think might benefit. Thank you, and God bless.